A study published in this week's Medical Journal of Australia has asked the question, if you've had an orthopaedic trauma to your lower limb, say a fracture, and need rehab, where's the best place to have it? As an inpatient, in hospital, or at home? It's a huge issue because there are significant costs involved in staying in hospital for your rehab, which are worth it if you get back on your feet and back to work faster. But what they found was that home rehab was better. Lara Kimmel was the lead author. Lara's a senior physiotherapist and allied team health leader at the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thanks very much.
What kind of injuries did you look at?
So we looked at all leg fractures or lower limb fractures from the pelvis to the foot, essentially, in patients aged 18 to 64 through the Victorian Orthopaedic Trauma Outcomes Registry.
And what outcomes were you measuring?
So we measured functional recovery, patient-reported functional recovery using the GOES score. And also importantly, we chose a working-aged adult group of 18 to 64 in order to have a look at return to work as well.
And it was about 8,000 people. And what did you exactly, what did you find?
So we found that the odds of a better functional recovery were halved in those who were discharged to inpatient rehabilitation rather than home.
Halved?
And also halved. And importantly, they were more than halved in the group in terms of return to work.
That's extraordinary. I mean, is this controlled for severity? I mean, you might think, well, if you've got a really shot limb and you've had a bad car accident, they're going to keep you in hospital for your rehab versus if it's just a sort of ordinary break in your ankle, they'll send you home. Is it corrected for severity?
Yeah, so we did do propensity score matching. So I had three statisticians helping me on this paper. Severity is not one of the aspects collected by VOTOR. However, we did match for cause of injury. So often the high speed motor vehicle accidents are the ones that cause the more severe injuries.
And
that group was well matched in terms of return to work.
So even matched for that, they're better. And we're talking about physiotherapists going to home, or are you coming into hospital to outpatient physio? What was the
rehab? So what we looked at was inpatient rehabilitation versus home. We actually don't know what the patients received at home. So all we know is that the difference between the two groups were inpatient rehabilitation versus going home.
So when somebody's sent home from the Alfred, they just sort of wipe their hands and say, go home, you know, you're going to be fine?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So we do always arrange physiotherapy, either at home or through community for a lower limb fracture. And we aim to help them by providing home-based therapy if we can. And there's a new service through the Alfred called Better at Home, in which physiotherapists, nurses, occupational therapists, doctor can all go and visit the patients at home.
So what's happening in hospital that the recovery rate's lower if you've matched for severity?
Well, just to be clear, we haven't matched for severity. We have managed to match for cause of injury, but it's important to note we haven't matched for severity or complications. So what is happening in hospital? Essentially, we don't know. We have done previous qualitative studies, talking to rehabilitation physicians, surgeons and allied health, and it certainly seems like perhaps patients are more sedentary in hospital, so they do more incidental exercise at home. And we're looking into more research in that regard in terms of how much patients do in hospital compared to how much they do at home. And we also know that there is an increased risk of hospital-based harms for every night that you spend in hospital. So I think that patients are safer going home as well.
Now, there has been some work done in people with joint replacement suggesting that joint replacement rehab is done better at home. Do you have...
Definitely. Yeah. So I think that our research here just supplements that research because there has been randomised controlled trials in the area of total knee replacements. And certainly it shows equivalent data whether you go home or to inpatient rehab. And as you mentioned in your opening, it is more costly to go to inpatient rehab. So lots of private and public institutions are now managing elective joint replacements at home, and we will hope that based on our findings that we will be able to develop some models for delivery of trauma rehab in the home as well or in the community, with the note that more funding might actually be needed in order to provide what is necessary at home.
The trade-off is that you don't have the cost of staying in hospital. And presumably this isn't for everybody, because if you live alone or you're a bit frail, it might be better being in hospital for your rehab.
Yes, exactly. So we have shown in a previous study that patients who were frailer may require inpatient rehab. And that's why we, in this study here, we did limit it to the age of 64. And although we didn't have frailty in our VOTOR, we did have pre-injury health status. So patient-reported pre-injury health status. status, which again was well matched in our study.
Lara, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Lara Kimmel is a senior physiotherapist and allied health team leader at Alfred Health in Melbourne.